Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines News in Brief for February 2nd. I'm your host, John McGowan. For our campus news this week, a new semester means new COVID guidelines. As students begin this semester, they should know that Columbia will continue to require vaccinations for students, but it will not require boosters. To be considered vaccinated, students must have had two shots. These requirements do not apply to faculty and staff, though the college encourages they get vaccinated as well. Unvaccinated students no longer need to be tested, and the college will stop on-campus surveillance testing for asymptomatic people. As always, masks remain required in classrooms. In other campus news this week, scholarship applications covering a wide variety of majors and student types ended at midnight last night. And three candidates in the running to be chair of the communication department will be speaking at an open forum on March 3rd, 6th, and 9th on Zoom. Columbia's Dean of the School of Media Arts, Eric Friedman, has officially accepted the role as the next Provost and Executive Vice President of Academic Affairs at Truman State University. He will be staying on at Columbia through the spring semester. For Metro News this week, hundreds of protesters gathered at Federal Plaza in downtown Chicago on Monday night, calling for the elimination of special policing units like the one involved in the beating and death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. The protest was organized by the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. It came after Memphis officials released video footage on Friday showing police officers beating Nichols during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Kobe Ghiori, one of the co-chairs of the Alliance, says he is angered and saddened that these situations keep happening when black people interact with the police.
So it's been the same main message since, you know, a very long time ago. The main thing is that in order for police crimes to stop, in order for the police to stop killing people, the community has to have the power to make them stop. And at present, we don't have that power, but we're building it here in Chicago with the Empowering Communities for Public Safety Ordinance and with these district council elections.
College students returning for the spring semester will be pleased to find a new restaurant in the Loop. Located at 2 North Michigan Ave, across from Millennium Park, is a new Raising Cane's location. The Cane's menu features chicken finger combos, a sandwich option, and up to 100 finger tailgates, along with fries, coleslaw, Texas toast, Coca-Cola products, and the signature Cane's sauce. Ernest Strauhall, a student at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, was amazed upon trying the famous chicken for the first time.
Oh, wow. Wow, good sauce.
Other Metro news this week includes: five candidates for Chicago mayor sought to offer their vision for the city at a progressive voter forum on January 26th. It covered a range of issues around violence prevention, housing, workers' rights, and education. For arts and culture this week, two stories from the upcoming Sex issue. First, being a virgin does not mean that you cannot be intimate with yourself. And Closing the Curtain, the importance of aftercare post-sex. For opinion this week, an editor's note on recent changes at the Chronicle, and our new emphasis on shorter, smarter, and faster writing. For more details on these stories and more, check out columbiachronicle.com anytime, and be sure to sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. For upcoming events this week, join the creative leaders of Columbia in making an interactive vision board in the Student Center lobby, and learn more about the Semester in LA program at a virtual information session. On Tuesday, make Valentine's cards in room 329 at the Student Center, and learn how to prepare for future internships at a virtual event hosted by the Career Center. On Wednesday, find the club that is right for you at the Student Organization Council's block party located in the Student Center, and learn more about various study abroad opportunities at the Study Abroad Fair at the Student Center. On Thursday, Student Diversity and Inclusion's Black History Month events continue with a Queer and Black Coffee Chat at 618 South Michigan. For more details on these and other events, go to Columbia's Engage app or the Engage portal on columb.edu. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com and listen to this week's episode of Chronicle Headlines about Lunar New Year.